Welcome to Sip Happens. I'm your host, Yomi. And today we have a very special guest, Coach, with us. Welcome.
What's good? Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So my podcast is about self-love, self-care, empowering men and women. So what does self-love and self-care mean to you?
Everything, honestly. Okay. Self-love and self-care, you know, the world revolves around love.
Right.
Before you can give love.
Right.
You got to know how to love
drink
yourself.
Drink to love.
So you can receive it. We're going to drink to love once.
Right, right. Cheers.
But yeah, self-love is everything, man.
Okay.
Love yourself before you can properly love others.
I feel that. I like that.
I like that.
About
that.
So do you feel like there's a motto that you go by, like, in life? What's something that, like, you're like, I have to abide by this in order to, like, live my life?
Just stay true to yourself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's easy in social media culture. You can look at things that look cool and you can be like, yo, I want to be like this. I want to be like that. But then that might not be you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So pray to God. You know what I'm saying? Keep your faith and wake up every day. It's nothing cooler than being yourself. So just be you.
Absolutely. And I think some people are, like, kind of scared of being themselves. You know what I mean? But, like, I feel like you got to be yourself in order to be who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's because everybody wants to be what their idea of cool is. They look at popular person on Instagram.
Yes.
And they try to identify with that, like, yo, he does this, he does this. I got to be like that so people can like me.
Right,
you
right.
You feel me?
So Instagram versus reality, like, how do you think you distinguish that? Like, you know, because I feel like people put up this persona, like, on Instagram, you can take a picture, you can, you know, do whatever you want. People going to think, like, oh, they got money, they got this, they got that. And then whole time, like, they can be broke as shit. They don't have nothing going on for themselves. Like, it's just a persona they put up, right? So, like, how do you think people know, like, the truth versus the fake?
I mean, you never know until you tap into
actually
that realm
meet them,
and try
right?
to experience, right?
That's fair. That's
but
fair. Yeah.
I guess the only thing I could say about that is, like, you just got to be you, bro. Like, whatever front you're trying to put on, you can't hold that shit up for too long.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's exhausting. Like, who wants to wake up every day and just be something that they're not because they think that's what people like?
That's
and
true.
Even if it is working out for you and you can hold it up, people are not going to like you. They're going to like the person that you, this image that you created. Like,
right,
you feel
right,
what I'm
right.
saying?
No, I feel that. And I feel like it's crazy because I feel like I've met a couple, like, you know, influencers or whatever you want to call it. And when you see them on Instagram, they look mad popping, like everything going on for themselves. And then when you meet them in person, it's like blank, no personality, no shit going on for themselves. Like, I don't know. To me, it's just kind of weird how people can, like, put up this persona. And it all goes back to, like, phone courage. I don't know if you ever heard that, like, term.
What's that? Elaborate.
Okay, so, like, you know, phone courage is kind of like you act like something that you're not because you're behind a phone, right? But then when you're in person, you're, like, completely different. And I feel like a lot of influencers that I've met are kind of like that. And I know that's kind of, like, bad to say, but, like, you know, that's just kind of how they are, though. Like,
phone courage is fire. That might be my next song.
Yeah, like, phone courage, though. It's true, though. Like, phone courage. Yeah. Like, you know, behind a phone, yeah, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be. You behind a phone. But when you in front of people, like, how are you really going to act? You know?
I mean, I feel like Instagram, social media, Twitter, all that got people out of touch with reality in general.
That's
like,
true. Okay. Yeah.
People are not coming outside no more. Like, hey,
yeah.
like person-to-person
yeah.
interaction. They look at their follower count and they think because oh, I got this many followers or this much going on social media that I'm that guy. But you get in person. It's just like, bro, who are you?
Yeah. No, I get that. No, so, like, you know, you have a couple of followings, you know, on your Instagram and shit like that. So I'm pretty sure, like, your Instagram be with DMs and things like that. How do, do you respond to them? Do you not respond to them? Like, how you,
I mean,
how you go about that?
It all depends. Like, I might get a, you might get a response from me.
Okay.
It all depends on who you are. I got to check your page out. I got to see what you looking like. You feel what I'm saying? I got to see what you giving to the public. Like, what are you trying to show?
Okay. Right.
Me personally, I feel like I'm misunderstood. I feel like women see me and they be like, okay, I know what to do to get him. Let me twerk here. Let me take off my clothes. Let me show this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But me, I go for the regular degular girl, like, for real.
Okay.
I love the regular degular girl.
Okay. Love that. Love
you feel
that.
Me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Natural beauty.
Yeah. Regular girls need love too. You know what I mean?
Cabana's like, here for you.
Right.
You feel me?
You know.
But, and real life shit,
I'm
though.
Weak.
And
yeah.
real life shit, though. Listen. Yo, I love everybody. I love all women. You feel me? I don't care if you got a BBL, this or that. But you know what I'm saying? The girls who can really They got the little bubble butt, but she's confident. Yeah, I was going to say, what about that, though?
Like, you know.
Come down this hair for you.
So it's confidence. Yo, it's all about confidence.
Confidence on a woman is, like, the most attractive thing to me.
Okay. Like, so it don't matter. She got a BBL body done. Random, it's just.
Random question, my bad.
No, go ahead.
Do BBLs have a smell?
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. Listen, I've only had
you got something to say? You look like you got something to say.
Nah, someone made a comment in our group chat the other day.
Oh, okay.
I seen something like that recently too, but
I think
shout out to all the women with BBLs, but I don't
love
really
to see it.
I'm not too experienced in that realm. Okay. That's not really what I just go for. You feel what I'm saying? but yeah, I like natural, just regular degular.
Okay.
Somebody that if God created you that way and you just accept it, I fuck with you.
Yeah, okay.
I fuck with you.
I feel that.
That's
Cabana. That.
I'm a simple man.
So do you have any, like, crazy dating experiences? Like, you know, you just meet a girl and shit. Like, what's something that catches you off guard? Or what's, like, a red flag, like, when you first start dating somebody?
Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, cool. So, bam. Fucking on Instagram.
Okay.
One night.
It'd be them Instagram bitches. Like, no, I'm joking.
Listen, one night I'm on Instagram just scrolling. I see some fire. I'm like, shorty, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. We exchange numbers. Yo, let me take you on a date. She's like, all right. I'm like, all right. So, yeah, now we on a date, right?
Okay.
So, you know, we go out to get some food. The car ride there was cool. I'm just playing music. You know what I'm saying? We vibing.
Yeah, vibing. Okay.
Yo, we get to the table. And I'm like, yeah, like, what you think you, you know what I'm saying? What you fiending for? Like, what you going, you know what I mean? What you going to eat?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. She see the menu. She looking through the menu. She like, this is cool. This is cool. I think I like this. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, that do look cool. The waiter comes. He's like, are y'all ready to order? She's like, I'm like, yeah, we ready to order. What you want? She's like, I think I'm going to go with the Filet Mignon. I'm going to also go with the spicy shrimp.
Oh, my girl was ordering off the menu.
I'm over here like.
Ayo.
What's happening?
Right, okay.
When you go out, how many entrees you order?
One.
Exactly.
And then. You and me can share an appetizer. What you
Something
mean?
Like that,
you know
right?
what I mean?
Yo, she's ordering everything drinks, off the menu. You know? Listen, I'm a firm believer in, listen, when you with Cabana, get what you want.
Right,
but
right.
Yo, you're overdoing it. Okay. I had to cut her short. I said, you're not going to eat all this.
Right? Like,
you feel
yeah,
me?
Okay.
Listen, there's no shame in my game. You're not going to eat all this. Like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, I mean, something else, something for later. This don't work like that, baby.
Something for now, something for later is crazy.
Something
for
now, it sound like you about to bring it home to a nigga.
Right?
Like,
about to
I cut that shit short. We ain't doing it.
Home
I cut that shit
it.
Short. Nah. So like, she ordered an appetizer. She ordered two entrees. I was just like, yeah, what did I get myself into?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy
so,
work.
Look, crazy work, right? Okay, cool. So yeah. The food comes. She got the appetizer. She got two entrees.
Looking crazy on the table because you got to make room for it and shit.
She's
like,
taking pictures of that shit. Posting for the gram.
Your arm
she
is not
get,
in the picture.
She trying to get me. I'm looking this way. Every time she puts the camera to me, I'm looking that way.
Right.
You feel me? Like, don't do that.
I mean,
you feel me?
Okay.
So, yeah. She takes a bite of each entree. She's like, that's all right. I'm done. I'm like, you order all that just to taste test that shit?
That's
like,
crazy.
What are you doing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, like, okay, we're going to box this up. You're going to take that shit home.
Right,
you
right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So the waiter comes back. She got the nerve to ask for dessert. You ain't eat them food.
Oh, my
Don't play
God.
With Cabana because you think Cabana got a couple coins. Even if I do. Come on, man.
Right, right.
Who raised you?
Huh?
Undisclosed location.
Right.
I was joking.
That's crazy.
Okay.
That's crazy though.
So
like
look, so
crazy.
Now,
crazy.
She didn't
work.
Try to order dessert. She didn't order two entrees, an appetizer. She didn't order she didn't order a drink. I'll tell you why, right?
Oh, she didn't order a drink. She don't drink?
Wait a minute. Wait.
I would
wait,
at least got a couple drinks.
Okay, so bam, we talking blah blah blah. She's like, yeah. She's just like, she started holding her stomach.
Holding her stomach? Yeah. What is going on?
I'm like, shorty, you got a fart. Like, what's wrong with you? You feel me?
Oh,
she like, nah, I'm pregnant.
Oh, cut the camera.
Yo, she said, I'm
pregnant. What'd you say? Cut
yo,
the camera
she said, I'm
off.
Pregnant. I'm like, yo, I started
pregnant
laughing.
Pregnant on a date? Shorty, you wild. Like,
yo.
Um. It's giving a little drink.
She said, I'm pregnant. Looked at me. I'm just like, I bust out laughing. I'm like, Lord.
Oh my God.
No way this is happening. I said,
I hope she watches this. That's crazy.
I said, you what? She said, I'm pregnant. I'm having twins. I'm like, twins? You feel me? Twins.
How would y'all act? Like, y'all took a bitch out. Y'all, you know, picked her up, all that. And then, boom, the bitch tells you she's pregnant.
Why are you out here with me eating? You pregnant? Where's your baby dad? Why are you with Cabana right
now? Ski? What?
I said, you what?
What's her name? Sexy Red? What'd she say? Ski? Nah, yeah.
So
pregnant
like,
with twins is a bit crazy,
Mark.
Pregnant
with twins, eating up everything that you didn't even eat. Like, what are you doing? You feel
that
me?
That is a bit
and she's
insane.
Just like, I'm like, yo, like, why are you here? She said, honestly, I'm horny as shit. I want to fuck you tonight.
Fuck with kids and she you said, she is said, crazy.
She said, I gotta go. She said, you gonna come over?
No.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
But Wait a minute. Listen. My homie told me, yo, pregnant girls got the best coochie, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, but listen, I said, yeah, but I gotta go.
This is a great clip, by the way.
I gotta go drop off something to my little sister real quick. You feel me? So that was my ticket out. Like, my ticket out was like, yo, listen. I gotta go do something for my sister. I'm gonna take you home. I'm gonna be right back. You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, I went home. I thought about it. I'm like, I'm tripping. I went to sleep. I hit it in the morning like, yo, listen.
Oh
I got
my
in the
God.
House and I was knocked out.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Bro, you missed out. I missed out?
Like shit.
Right. You missed out. It's
yo,
crazy.
Listen, fellas, I hear you, but it's the way she just threw that shit on the table. The way she threw on the table and you just tell me you want to fuck me, I'm thinking you fucking everybody. I'm
nah,
okay.
Nah, yikes.
Talk to me.
She could have been fucking everybody. One.
Now you saying you respect that. Why you going to respect somebody fucking everybody?
No, I respect
I mean, if
you
single,
that. Oh,
you
oh.
Know. I'm respecting his decision to like, nah, if she was fucking everybody.
Right,
she
right, right.
Is, she could not have been fucking everybody and she could have had a nigga long term.
Crazy.
Up, been pregnant. She like, damn, I'm not about to, I got this nigga. I'm not going to string him along and then randomly tell him I'm pregnant later. I'm going to tell him before anything ever happened. I respect
that's
that.
Crazy. Not to blame the baby on you.
She's being honest up front. And then she told me she just wanted some dick.
Hey, listen.
Some food and dick sounds crazy,
listen,
but I guess.
God bless her and the baby.
How far along was she? Did she tell you?
How far along
yeah, I think
is
she
crazy?
Was like 4 months.
So,
and she had a.
She wasn't showing you.
Like, her, like she had
what
a,
was she wearing? What
she
was
had,
she wearing?
She had like a bigger shirt on.
A bigger shirt on.
It was like,
okay.
It was a nice fit.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
A nice fit.
She was only like a month or two. A month. She could have finessed you.
I mean, at the end of the
finessed
day.
Finessed you say it was your baby is crazy.
Yo, that's true. That's also true.
That was baby.
Listen. I be trying to empower men and women.
No,
we don't
her,
do none of that over here.
That was her first. Where's she hiding the babies?
She kept it 100. I'm not going to go into the details why.
4 months?
But listen to this, man. Listen to this. I hear what you're saying. I respect her keeping 100. God bless her.
My name is Moo, by the way.
Moo? Did I miss the joke?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
His name not Moo, but we going to say Moo in here. Oh, shout out to Moo, even though he not here.
Listen, man. Yo, may God bless her and that baby. You feel what I'm saying?
How long ago was this, if you don't mind me asking?
This was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was like,
and you don't keep in contact with Shorty no more?
Huh?
You don't keep in contact with her no more?
No.
Okay. She hasn't tried like slide on the DMs?
No.
Oh my God.
It's no photo. Every time she took a picture, I was like, she couldn't see me.
So you unfollow her on Instagram?
No, I ain't doing all that. I have no beef with you, Shorty.
Okay.
Yo,
you're
stepping into motherhood. God bless you. I wish everything is well. You
wow,
had a safe pregnancy.
Love
yo,
that.
Be cool.
Okay.
The
okay.
man keeps going.
Okay, love that. So how do you know I'm gonna say this word, but like what bitches you can fly out, who you cannot fly out? Like, how do you know? who you can fly out.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
I'm different, right?
Okay.
I'm different.
So you specifically, like, how do you know who you fly out, who you don't fly out?
I got to see your vibe. Like, it all depends on my mood. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not really in the flyout game no more. I've did that already.
Now, okay.
Command is chilling. I'm focused. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Yeah. But in my days.
Okay. Yeah, in your days. Let's say it really depends
on what type of mood I'm in. Like I said, I don't really go for the super, super popping Instagram joint. I go for the prettiest joint with the prettiest aura. Like, it got to be something about you. Like, you got to be that. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hypothetically, it was this shorty I seen, like, you know what I'm saying? She had a son. You feel what I'm saying? She was, her motherly aura was just fire. She did yoga in the morning. She meditated. Her hobbies were going to, like, the library.
Her
body was fire. She's in the gym. The way you care about yourself, I know you can care about me like that.
Right. Love that. Tell the men what the fuck really going on. Self-love. Absolutely.
I'm like, yo.
Love it.
The way that this girl is just like into herself and everything that she stands for. Her
As aura, she should be.
I'm like, yo, I need you in Cancun somewhere. Like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
We need to be waking up to each other on the beach with like some palm trees. Like, wake up every day, go to the ocean and just vibe.
Let's
meditate by the ocean at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's so cute.
Let's stay up there till 6 and watch the sunrise. Like, I need that. You feel
sunrise,
me?
Sunrise, sunset,
teach
all that.
Teach me some yoga. Cabana's on the beach doing yoga.
He said, teach me some yoga. Me?
So I go for it. And then there's other times I just go for the opposite.
Okay. And when does that happen? Like, do they just...
I gotta be real.
Do they just, like, just scoop, like, you up?
Like, it's just like girls that you just know is just not good for you, and you just know it's just fun time.
But you want it because you shouldn't have it.
But that ass is just too fat, and you just like, come on. Take it for a spin. You see him? You see that face on there? He's like, yeah, nigga, I know what you're talking about. You know she is not the one, or not even close, or never will be. She's no good. But that ass? Come on.
She's no good, but that ass. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that. So do you feel like you're more of like a ass or like boob type of guy?
I would say ass more, but I like it all.
Okay. So like, you would fuck with a shorty that got big titties, no ass?
No.
Okay. Okay. So like...
I mean, if she's a nice woman, yes. If she's a nice woman, yes.
Oh my God. Not the butter face.
And what am I trying to do with her?
The night.
It all depends on how my night is turning out.
Not the night. Okay. Nah. You can't see clear type shit.
It's rules for different circumstances. And listen.
Okay.
She might not be the prettiest girl, but if her aura is pretty, I fuck with you. I fuck with her. And she's a good person. I fuck with her.
Okay. So you fuck with a shorty that's like butterface, good aura. I mean, I'm just trying to understand. I'm just trying to understand.
You said, would I?
Yeah, would you fuck with a shorty that's like butterface, good aura, body mid, you know?
Everything is fire, but her face.
Okay, butterface means like everything fire, exactly, but her face. I mean, mid-body, like, you know, she got a natural body. Like, she don't have... Her ass not crazy. Her titties not crazy, but, like, they there or whatever.
An example.
I don't even know. That's a great question. Yeah. You got one. Give me one.
What about, not Angelina Jolie, but the black version of her?
Right? Who?
It very much is.
Who's the black version?
Gabrielle Union? Who?
Whoa. No. Don't disrespect Gab.
I'm not. She might be. Who? What? Now you might have made me look it up. Who is it?
I think she is like some of that descent.
Who? You making me think about. Oh, never mind. She looked black. Never mind.
Oh my God. I'm a lover.
Right, you love her?
She's pretty. She's fucking pretty, but she don't got a lot of ass or titties.
Okay.
But the one that she got, she brown.
Okay.
But she ain't he got
She got she brown. We love all brown women over here.
But she famous, but that's a really that's in that realm.
She's beautiful.
Who?
Who y'all talking about?
The chick from He Got Game. That's who I was
talking about. Damn. Oh, you talking about Lala? Lala, Anthony, that's Lala.
No, she was not in He Got Game.
Yeah, that's her. That's Lala.
Not Lala. We love Lala over here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Lala.
Yes, she was. Hold up.
He wasn't? No. Now y'all better be like, hold up.
Wait.
7 pounds.
Hold up. Not the He Got Game. Let me look this up. Rosario Dawson?
Yeah.
Rosario Dawson, we love her. That's funny. She's on my list. Okay.
She don't got a butterface.
Nah, she's beautiful. Rosario Dawson, you know her.
I'm calling like butterface.
She's not butterface. No. She's beautiful.
I love Rosario.
She's a great actress. Love it. Right.
But listen, it's not about that. Yo, I love a nice petite joint, too.
I was about to say that. And it's also it's also about sex appeal, though. Like, you know, your woman got to have sex appeal. Like, you know, it don't matter what type of body she has. If she has sex appeal, she got it all. Like,
you know what's crazy
skin,
about that?
Her skin, like, mentality, taking care of yourself.
But that's
like,
everything
all of that.
That I'm talking about. Yeah. That's everything that I'm talking about.
I love that. The sex appeal be on point. Okay.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. I almost jumped on the camera.
Right? Yes.
You know, got sex appeal.
Sex appeal is everything. Like, your skin on point.
She came to the studio before. She came to the studio and brought her own grass, nigga. She took her shoes off and rubbed her toes in the grass. And said,
rubbed her toes is crazy. That is crazy.
Damn.
Oh, my God. I was like this.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, sex appeal, very important.
Yeah, sex appeal is very important. Yeah. I do have a question for you, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever been flown up?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my question for you.
Oh, my God.
We got to switch the interview a little bit.
Switch it up. Okay. I love it.
My question for you, as a woman that's been flown out, right?
Okay.
Before you take that plane ticket,
mm-hmm.
in your mind,
mm-hmm.
are you fucking?
Depends on the vibes when I'm there.
No, he said before.
I said both.
Be quiet. Okay. Be quiet.
I'm saying.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
I'm saying, before you take that plane ticket in your mind, are you thinking like, yo, it's more than a 50% chance?
Oh, my God.
We
got
to go.
And
Okay. I'm going to just, because, you know, we on my podcast and we doing what I do, right? So if someone's flying me out, it's because we fucking with each other like that. So... yeah, I'm under the impression that I'm a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. But if when I get there and the vibe is not there,
I feel it.
Then absolutely not. But
okay. See, I like that.
Because nobody's just going to fly me out. Like, I don't expect somebody I'm just talking to every day, good morning. They're just going to fly me out and I'm a fuck. No. But like, you know, this is one of those things where like, if I'm fucking with you, you fly me out. Okay, I'm under the impression that yes, that's going to happen. But if the vibe is not there when I'm there, then absolutely not.
I feel that. You know what I mean? I want to... give you some applause because, yo, women don't be
it's
keeping
real
it real
it's
like
real
that, bro.
Shit, though. It's real
women
shit.
Don't be keeping it real.
Because how you just going to fly out a random bitch? I mean, me personally, like, I'm not fucking with nobody that's just going to randomly fly me out. If you fly me out, it's because we have some type of connection. So, yeah, I mean, I want to fuck. But, like, if that's not the case, then the vibe's not there. I'm not fucking.
What's the fly-out procedure?
The fly-out procedure? I mean,
great question.
Procedure, what do you mean procedure?
Right.
I'm hearing two different flyers.
What are the check? What's the checklist? You mean?
I know you fly out. And there's like, yo, I see you. I'm fly you out.
But listen,
how it go?
In my perspective, it's been flyouts for me where it's just like, bro, we have not met each other, but
yeah, I've been interacting.
A little bit, cool. Yo, we gonna have our first date. I ain't gonna drop a
state. Yeah, that's kind of how it was.
We gonna have our first date here.
You know,
I'm not mad at Wisconsin. I don't know nothing about it, but I'll check it out. Should I do some research?
Right.
Okay, I'll do research. But let's just say Miami. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like Miami though. Miami's so overrated. It's so like head ass to me. Head ass.
Have
I do
you
not
had
fuck
the full
with Miami.
Experience? The full Miami experience?
Yes, I've been to Miami plenty of times. Every fucking year I go to everything. Nightclub, getting flown out.
Where you gonna eat at?
everywhere. What do you mean? Downtown, whatever the fuck.
Like what restaurant?
South Beach. I don't know. Everywhere. See? Anywhere See? You can think of, I've
you
been there.
You didn't have the full experience. You haven't
the
had
the little
some...
art district we've been to, too. Listen, like, you know.
I hear that, but you have not had the experience where somebody, like, really laid that shit out for you and, like, showed not. You some new shit. Like,
so, the person that flew me out, used some shit, but it's fine.
Hey, joking. She said it. I didn't say that, bro. Yo, shout out to the money you spent and everything you did.
Oh, my God. You know, but.
Shout out to the money you spent, just, everything you did.
You know.
But
Frederick is crazy.
It's certain things that you got. I can't give her all the sauce.
Like what? Like, okay, give me a little razzle dazzle. Like
okay,
what?
Okay, so what activities did you do?
We went ATV. Cool. We went like jet ski. We went to a couple of restaurants. We did like a cute little, I would say we did one cute thing though.
What was that?
We did like a sip and paint, but it was outside.
That's fine.
It was super cute.
And
like,
you didn't enjoy none of this?
No, I did. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It was a good time. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I just feel like Miami overall is overrated, but maybe it's like we're vibing, like, you know, Fort Lauderdale, downtown Miami, South Beach, Miami. Like, I just feel like it's overrated. Like, it's not, and the food's kind of whack, if I'm being honest. Mm. But it's maybe where I've been, you know?
I feel it.
Downtown Miami though, and South Beach.
Yeah, me too, bro. Food is like my favorite thing, bro. So I'm always gonna find it. I'm researching
foodie,
before I get
yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, you see?
Yes.
This my headliner though. Like this my key component. You gotta have at least 3 kitchens in the same city.
Ooh.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
That lets you know, like,
I'm about to write that down. Like
3 kitchens in the same city.
3 kitchens in the city. You hear me? Right? Name of a project real quick. Right, right.
That's a fact.
I like that. But yeah, not Top Chef.
I definitely respect the flyout thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
If Cabana sends you a plane ticket, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a great experience. I'm going to take you to the best food spots in the city. We're going to have activities. It's going to be a blast. But at the end of the night, what Sexy Red say? Bend that ass over and make that coochie breathe.
Hey, yeah. Ski.
Hey, excuse me.
Yo, I'm weak.
No, we adults, man. We adults. Come on. You know what you're taking that plane ticket for.
So weak.
Come on, man.
So what does, like, communication mean to you, right? When you're trying to, like, actually fuck with somebody, you're in the middle of, I don't know, maybe, like, actually liking them. Like, how do you communicate with,
What does communication mean to me?
Yeah, what does it mean? Nothing. What you mean nothing?
I'll tell you what I mean.
Okay. Okay, I'm all ears.
What's the point of communicating if the person is not comprehending? So
okay. I love that you said that. I love that you said that. Okay.
If you can't comprehend what I'm communicating to you, what does the communication mean? It means nothing. It's going through one ear out the other. I feel like a lot of people, not just women, men too, a lot of people listen to respond, not listen to comprehend.
Yeah.
And fix the problem.
I like that.
So what does communication mean to me? Nothing without comprehension.
Okay. I like that. So how do you think you can achieve like effective communication?
How can you achieve effective communication? So when I say something to you and it's a problem, we listen, we go through it, we make steps to correct it, and we fix that shit.
I like that. I'm a type of person where I like to come up with solutions, right? So if I'm having an issue with somebody I'm dating, I'm like, okay, this is what pissed me off. This is what I didn't like, and this is what I want you to do. And if you can't do it, you got to go.
I like that.
Yeah? I mean, it's straightforward. Like, why are you going to beat around the bush? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's too much beating around the bush.
Yeah, I don't...
Why are we around the bush anyway? Right?
Yeah, nah. Like, you know, you got to be able to effectively communicate. And I think that's something that men and females, like, kind of slack on, right? So what's a couple of advice you can give to women on shit to not do with men? Because I feel like, if I'm being honest with at least me dating with, like, my previous experience, like, I feel like men get irritated kind of fast, you know? And, like, it can be something very minor. And then y'all already like, oh, nah, I can't fuck with her. Or, like, she's doing too much. Like, do you have any advice that you can give, like, our females on what not to do, what to do, how to communicate with men? Like, that's important.
Can I give advice to the men and the females?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Men, Come on, man. It's not your first rodeo. You know how women are. Be patient, bro. Be patient. You got to know that the girl is going to ask you questions that she already knows the answers to. Put your ego to the side and just give her reassurance, bro. That's all she needs, bro.
Give her reassurance. Reassurance is key. Yes. I love that.
If your girl says, babe, would you still love me if I was a banana? Just say yes, bro. Just say yes. Like, it don't matter how dumb you might think the question is. Just say yes with a straight face.
Right?
You feel me?
I'm weak.
So, fellas, do that, man, because... Listen, and sometimes the best thing to do, I mean, always get your point off. If she's wrong, say what you got to say. Right. But sometimes, bro, you just got to let her win, bro. Like, let your girl win sometimes, bro. Because if you don't, it's going to, listen, you see that? Our OG told me that. My life became so much easier when I started listening.
I love that. I love that.
So, ladies, what I'm going to say is, stop making assumptions. If you got a question, just ask the question.
Assuming. But this is the thing, though. We can assume something, right? But it's not really assuming. It's more like our intuition, right? The intuition. So if we ask you something and you're avoiding it or you try to, like, brush it off, like, how do you expect us to act? Like, be for real.
But here's the thing.
Because if you're going to be anything,
here's the thing.
Be for real.
A lot of women react off of their intuition without asking the man straight up. Like,
that is very true. I'll give you
know,
that.
So that makes us look like, damn, like I sleep with you every night. I see you every day. I do this.
But
this
are you
this
really coming
you.
Home every night, though?
I mean, I'm coming home every night.
Okay.
Is it a home cooked meal there?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Right.
Is it something? Are you doing what you're supposed to do?
Is it available? Right.
When I'm having a long day, are you massaging my back? Are you just talking to me? Are you just being there for me to vent to? This is going to make me come home. This is what builds that connection. And I feel like a lot of women don't understand that. But listen, bro. Oh, go ahead.
Nah, when it comes to conversation with your spouse, either or, man and woman to man, this is where arguments. Before you jump into it, that's because you probably asked this question. Like, when I date, before I start talking to my chick, I'll tell her this. Before I start explaining whatever experience I had, I'm going to say, yo, I want advice on this. Or I say, I'm just venting.
When I say I'm just venting,
I do not want a solution. I don't want your opinion. I'm just talking.
To hear you out.
Just hear me. I don't want to hear it. But when I say that. Because what happens is when niggas is venting, vice versa, you start venting, and they be like, but did you like, yeah, goddammit, I did that already.
Just listen. I can't get it off here.
So, see, before you start talking to your spouse about anything.
Set the goal at the beginning of the conversation. You know what I mean?
Hear me out.
You know what? I like that. And that's something that every woman needs to hear. And that's something that men need to actually clarify before saying anything.
And understand. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Oh my God.
That's a fact. Another thing I wanted to say would be basically when it comes to men and women, if I'm talking to you and let's say you're my girl, and I'm telling you what I'm going through and I'm having a vulnerable moment, like we really... connecting. I'm sharing shit with you I never really shared with nobody because I don't trust nobody.
Right, you feel me?
And you know, like, right now, you got this nigga open. He's fucking with you.
Right, on his vulnerable side.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, when we get into an argument, don't bring up that shit that I told you when I was at my weakest point.
Yeah, I respect that. And I really agree with that, too, though. Because I feel like it's vice versa, too, though. Like, if a woman's open up to you, like, you shouldn't bring that shit up and vice versa. Like, if, you know, he's telling you how he feels, he's being vulnerable, like, I don't think that's the card you should pull. Like, I feel like that's absolutely no. Like, you know what I mean?
Women be hitting that shit like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards is crazy. Oh my God, I'm so weak.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's good though. Can you tell us like what your love languages are? Is that okay to share?
Yeah, disclosure.
Okay.
Disclosure. My love language is disclosure.
Okay.
Yo, when we start dealing with each other, let me know anything that I need to know. I don't want no surprises.
Okay. Right. Right.
She didn't tell me that before I start spending money.
Right. Oh my God.
The money was spent. What?
Okay.
Whose little baby is this?
Right.
Where is he?
Where is he? Is crazy. But yeah. Okay.
Disclosure, physical touch. I'm a touchy-feely type guy.
Okay.
And that's not even in a sexual way. But okay. It's just...
Like, yeah, you just want to hug on her,
I like quality
touch her
time,
arm.
Too.
Like...
I like quality of time, too.
Okay.
I'm all alone. You feel me?
Okay, that's cute. I like that. I like
Speaking
that.
Speaking of love languages.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation, how we was talking about reassurance.
Yes.
I just wanted to let the ladies know, like, bro, you gotta reassure your man, too. You feel me?
Okay.
And
there's
nothing about...
I like that. I like
in
that.
In this generation, y'all, women love to say, men are sassy, you're this, you're that. Like, nah, like, yo, we want to know that you feeling us just as much as we feeling you, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because that's going to raise our attraction for you. Like, you get what I'm saying?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human, you feel me? So we all feel, human. We
you
all love.
If I'm looking
all...
good today, my hair could looking good, I'm smelling good, I'm looking fire, yo, tell me.
Yeah.
You gotta let me know, baby.
Nah, I feel that. I like that. That's good. It's all about pouring into people that pour into you. You know, I'm big on that. Like, I want to be able to pour into people that pour into me.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game real quick. So FKM, you got to fuck one, you got to kill one, and you got to marry one. So round one, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got Rihanna, you got Beyonce, and you got Kim Kardashian. You got to fuck one, you got to kill one, and you got to marry one.
I
got
to kill somebody.
Yes, he said that's easy. Yeah, Rihanna, Beyonce, and Kim Kardashian. Who you fucking?
If I don't want to kill nobody, can I just take a shot for it?
Nope. You got to fuck one, you got to kill one, and you got to marry one.
Yo, I just want to say, Kim, I love you. B, I love you. Rihanna, I love you. I love all of you. So if I kill one of y'all, I really don't want to kill y'all.
Right.
I love all y'all. So,
right, who is it? I'm curious to know.
I fuck Rihanna because I feel like Rihanna knows what
she doing. Okay, so you fucking Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Who you killing?
Mary.
Oh, Mary, okay.
I'm gonna give my reason. I said I married Beyonce because we seen her as a married woman and
for years,
you know,
committed to one man for years.
Yeah, so cool. I marry Beyonce.
And you killing Kim?
I might fuck Kim too.
But you kill her in the end. You gotta kill her in the end, though.
She didn't say you can fuck
Andrew.
Right.
I feel you. All right. So what's the next one?
Okay. So I'm changing it up. I'm changing it up a little bit. Changing it up a little bit. So you got Tracy Ellis Ross, you got Kiki Palmer, and you got Tyra Banks. Who you fucking? Who you killing? Who you marrying?
Tracy is a different type.
I love her. Like I love her. Like she's so sexy and she's so like she's older.
Kiki Palmer. Who?
And Tyra Banks. Be quiet. Trump card.
Yo, shout out to all the queens. Shout out to all the queens. But listen, again, I'm going to answer this, but it's not really for real, right? I got to be mindful of what I say.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Tracy Ellis Ross.
We love her.
Yeah, she's just like, she's a little seasoned. I'll take that seasoning.
Okay, so
I say she be, I know. I don't know if I want to, I mean, if I marry, I'm going to fuck anyway. So come on, Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, you better marry her.
Tracy.
I'm weak. Okay.
Tyra's a fucking legend. I never looked at Tyra like I wanted to like fuck her though. I just appreciated her because she's the fucking truth.
Okay.
I'll say kill Tyra, but it's not like I really want to kill her.
So you will fuck Kiki, marry Tracy, and kill Tyra.
I'll fuck Kiki.
Okay.
I'm looking at the sky like, I'll fuck Kiki.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Kiki, I don't know what you got.
On the low, though, yeah, she the underdog. I know. Yeah, bullshit, and she the underdog. Tyra?
Nah. Tyra's too much of a legend. I wouldn't even want to touch her like that, bro. I wouldn't even want to touch her.
She's too intimidating for you?
No, I said she's too much of a legend.
Okay. Okay,
legend.
Okay.
It's like Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama is crazy.
Hey, Kiki, I don't know what you did to make Usher like hop up on you like that.
What
I'm
is
curious.
Going on?
I'm curious.
I'm weak. Yeah.
Hey, everybody tag this nigga. Tag Kiki.
So
she see that clip.
Right.
Kiki, I don't know what you did, but I need it.
I'm weak. Okay, so last round.
Yeah, let's
you got it. Megan Good. Mm-hmm. Lauren London. Oh. And Nia Long.
Lauren's my baby. I'm Lauren.
Lauren.
Who you fucking?
Listen, my baby.
What?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're marrying Lauren London. Who you fucking, who you killing? You got Megan Good, though. Nia Long, come on.
She showed that perfect image. Yeah, bro. Okay, Lauren. Lauren, that's my baby. Like, I
okay, that's
you.
Your wife?
That's my wife. Yeah.
Wife?
No,
okay.
It's not.
Right, R.
We not sharing. We not sharing. It don't work like that.
Right.
I'm not that type of guy.
Right.
No.
Hey, yo.
Bebo.
Right.
So, Lauren, Mary Lauren, who else we got? You said
Nia Long and Megan Good. Megan Good, like, come on. We love her. Yeah. And Nia Long, too, though.
Nia got it down.
Nia, that's how you feel?
Amen.
Nia, listen, Nia, I love you, but Megan?
Yeah, you know Megan.
When I catch you, Megan? Megan, when I catch you?
I'm weak.
When I catch you, Megan, when I catch you, I'm telling you.
It's over with.
It's good.
Love
What's
that.
Good? Yeah.
Okay, so you marrying Lauren London, mm-hmm. you fucking Megan Good, and you killing Nia.
Yeah, but Nia's going to live forever because she a legend.
Right. All right, cool. Okay, so.
Oprah,
what is going on? Yeah, give us three people. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Go ahead. I want to hear it. Oprah, Michelle Obama. Who you got? Who you got?
Yeah,
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, give us someone.
This is a question he should answer.
Yeah. Who?
Put it on him.
Right. Who? We got one more person missing.
No. I need a third drink. Not her. Not Condoleezza Rice.
Michelle Obama, you said who else?
Oprah.
Who else? One more person. Who's another one?
Yeah, you think you should,
I'm
automatically
I'm weak.
So I had my fair share of light skin.
Oh, the light skinned mother from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Who? Oh.
Fucking Oprah.
Oprah. Okay, you fucking Oprah. Okay.
He fuck Oprah quickie.
She gonna fuck with you after that. She gonna fuck with you after that. But yeah.
I'm fucking Michelle.
And we don't even really know she really fucking standing. I'm a nigga in the other house.
Oh my God.
I'm marrying Oprah because I can't over
it. Really don't know. But
yeah. Fucking Michelle.
I'm marrying Michelle.
Michelle's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oprah's a beautiful. I love all my black queens.
Love it. Love to see it.
What you doing?
Right. You got Oprah, Michelle Obama.
I thought I got. All right, this one.
You the guest.
Yo. Ladies, I love you all. But Michelle.
Yeah, what? She got the brain. She look good. Like, what you mean? Word. I respect that.
Damn, secure
the bag.
So bad talking about
secure the bag.
My mother raised me better than this, bro. Yo. I feel so bad talking about this, but I guess, yo. Okay,
Holly. We can put Holly, the three. Okay. Holly Berry.
Okay. So
Michelle Obama, Oprah, and Holly Berry. Who you fucking killing, Mary?
I'm a who got Oprah got the most bread, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Oprah. I'm gonna marry you. Damn, I gotta kill Michelle because Holly Berry. I will take that down.
Damn, you killing Michelle? That's how you feel? Damn. But I mean, I guess.
But Michelle's a solid woman, though.
Absolutely. Like what? But I mean, I guess.
I'm marrying. Yeah. I'm marrying.
Okay, smart man. He married Michelle.
She gonna make you a present.
Yeah. Yo, Michelle's a solid woman. I have not seen Oprah in like us, like a conglomerate. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like yeah. That solid. Hell, Holly Berry.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Holly Berry.
A nigga stuttered with it too. Like, I was trying to hurry up and get that shit out.
I'm weak. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I like playing a little game. So I want to talk about your two songs that I heard this morning. So you got your Billions Need Love 2 and Soft Girl Era. I really like Soft Girl Era. It's super cute. I feel like men don't really like, I know you talk about women, but like, you know, giving a little appreciation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how did those songs come about?
The two songs, where'd you hear Billions Need Love 2 at?
Spotify.
Spotify?
Yes.
Oh, you heard the actual song.
Yeah, I heard the actual song. Okay. Is that bad?
No, that's cool.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to let you know that the actual EP is called Villains Need Love 2, which is actually available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple.
Yeah, catch them on that.
Tidal, Black Planet, wherever you receive
Apple
your music.
Apple
Music?
Yeah, I'm about to download it right now.
All of that shit.
I'm about to download it right now.
Christian Mingles.
Christian Mingles is crazy.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. How did that come about?
Oh, which part? The songs?
Your EP in general.
My EP came about, I actually want to tell a story on TikTok because I'm just now getting on TikTok. I actually got a TikTok that's going kind of crazy right now.
I'm downloading it, by the way.
Like,
eight songs.
I mean,
eight
I'm independent, so my music is coming from.
Run it up, though. Run it up right now. This your other TikTok.
I feel I feel you. But the EP really came about. It was a story that I was dealing with. We was just going through mad shit, and I was just pouring my heart out. Like, honestly.
I love that. Now I'm gonna hear the whole EP because it's eight songs on there. So
it's eight songs. I try to keep it, you know, just enough for people who can consume. Because I'm still getting into the game. You don't get me wrong. I did a lot of shit, a lot of big shit.
Right,
but the world don't know about me yet. And I'm humble enough to say, like, yo, I'm still getting there. Like, and it's cool.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So the song, the EP's basically, you know what I'm saying, came from a situation I was dealing with this girl. Okay. I started pouring my heart out. Every time me and her would go through something, I go straight to the stew and just make a song about it.
Like, I love that.
So Villains Need Love Too. When you listen
and
to that.
And Soft Girl Era is super cute.
Everything's
love
true.
The name
Soft Girl Era. Everything's true. Like, yeah.
Okay, I like that. Like, I was really listening to Soft Girl Era. I played it, like, twice back-to-back because I was like, oh, this is actually, like, the lyrics are, like, bomb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I actually liked what you were saying in there.
Thank you.
So, since I'm all about, like, self-love, self-care, empowering men and women, what's a mental note you can give our viewers? Like, something to, you know, always keep behind your mind.
This is what I want to say, right? It's this quote that this girl told me. It was like, focus on completion, not perfection.
Okay, I like
focus
that.
Focus on completion, not perfection. Because sometimes you could be trying to perfect something for so long that you never finish it or never feel like it's good enough.
Okay.
So complete one task at a time. You might have like a goal that's always at the top of the mountain, but don't think about the end. You got to fall in love with the journey because that journey is going to make the end more rewarding.
Right. I love that. Can you tell the viewers where we can find you at? You know, all your platforms, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can find me everywhere at Cabana Cartier. That's C-A-B-A-N-A-A Cartier. Well, don't forget the two A's at the end. The A-A stands for above average. C-A-B-A-N-A-A Cartier.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. You know, you're the first guest, so cheers to that.
Cheers.
Yeah. And that concludes the show. Thank you, guys.
Drop that shit, DJ.
Mm-hmm.